This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Art Prize 2012 has opened in Grand Rapids. It's the fourth time round for the huge art exhibition and contest. This year, more than 1,500 artists are competing for $560,000 in prize money. And it is all there, from art that inspires to art that could outrage. And it certainly does get folks talking. Art Prize founder Rick DeVos joins us now from Grand Rapids. Rick, you get literally hundreds of thousands of people coming to view the art in Grand Rapids every year. But a lot of our Southeast Michigan listeners might well hear art, and the first thing they might think of could be the Ann Arbor Art Fairs. So would you tell us how Art Prize differs from shows like Ann Arbor's?
Yeah, it's amazing. Just from the very first year, just how it exploded. And it's really fun, actually, as the technology develops and as everybody carries cameras around with them, to just see like images just flowing in constantly. People just, it's kind of a scavenger hunt in a way, and an open house and all these sort of things mixed together. It's really fun.
You draw literally hundreds of thousands of visitors each year. But I was thinking, for a lot of our Southeast Michigan listeners, they might hear art and the first thing that might come to their mind could be the Ann Arbor Art Fair. So for someone who has not been, how would you tell us that Art Prize differs from shows like Ann Arbor's?
Well, it's not specifically a marketplace. So it's not a lot of work, you know, that is for sale at an art fair. You could purchase and go home with that day, potentially. There are things on the sides of buildings here. There are things in the river. So it's not specifically a marketplace, although artists can and do sell work. But the main difference is it's an art prize competition. So, and that significant amount of those prizes is actually allocated based on public vote.
So tell us how the popular voting works.
Yeah, so it really works in two stages. And the background on this is I originally looked at doing a film festival, and they're so democratic, and people kind of vote with their butts in the seats for the various screenings. You
so
know, there's
true.
A hot ticket that you try and get into.
Sure.
So I wanted to at an event with that same sort of spirit and that common platform that everybody could engage with each other. So how it works is you actually register with us on artprize.org. You have to actually activate in person. We have registration stations in the 3-square-mile area of Grand Rapids, that is like the district. Or if you download one of our smartphone apps, you can actually activate when you're in the district based on GPS location technology. So once you're activated, you can vote for the first week and a half, essentially. You can vote for as many things as you want. So let's say you see 200 pieces, you think five of them are worthy of recognition, you can vote for each one of those. At the end of that first week and a half, we cut it to the top 10. Everything stays up for the duration of the event, but it's focused on then the top 10, and you get one vote in that top 10 to determine the sort. And it's $200,000 for the grand prize, 50 for second, 25 for third, and 5 for the rest of the top 10. For the public vote. And then this year we have really expanded the juried prizes. These are more traditional sort of art prizes, but in the context of this massive community engagement, where we have five $20,000 juried prizes and $100,000 grant prize juried.
And I'm sure that means an awful lot to so many of these artists. That's some major money.
Yeah, it's simple and people understand it. But really, you know, there's a whole bunch of reasons that people are participating in Art Prize, and for a lot of them, the prize is not actually what they're going after. I mean, obviously everybody would love to win it, mm-hmm. but you can get engagement with so many people here. The Grand Rapids Art Museum saw over 160,000 people come through its doors last year. So there are very few places where you can go and have that sort of traffic, that sort of exposure, and that sort of engagement. And So you can sell work out of that. You can build relationships with a much broader sort of family of supporters as an artist. So, artists are really kind of coming to it with their own sort of ideas and goals and things that they're looking to get out of it. But, you know, the prize is easily understood. It kind of sets the basic ground rules and sets a direction. But a lot of it is just kind of this freewheeling, fun and zany event.
And the idea of having a prize at stake, I would imagine for visitors, they really feel like there's something invested. My vote matters because really comes out of this.
Yep, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. It's because everybody has that common platform of the vote, they have an incentive to talk to other people, to try and convince people, to try and educate people. And it's through that curiosity that it engenders and that conversation that comes out of it that, you know, really learning happens. There's only so much you can push on people and tell them what to think and what to memorize. But if you ignite that sort of curious spirit in people and they start to explore their city and wander into places they've never been before, and thinking about art for, you know, first time, really, that inevitably changes people. And that's what I'm most kind of excited about. It's really the goal of Art Prize over long term is, what does that do to our culture? How does that change our culture?
And creating that conversation about art. And also,
yep.
I would suspect if people come as families, then I'm sure there could be the prospect of growing the next generation of art fans.
Yeah, that's actually a great point. I did not think of families, really, when we were coming up with this idea. I mean, we imagined it would be mostly interesting to 20 and 30-somethings, but the extent to which families come down, kids, seniors, I don't know how many times I've heard from parents talking about their kids and their experience with Art Prize and how it has inspired them to actually take up painting or take up some sort of creative activity. That's really, really, really cool and really humbling to have played a small role in sparking that. I have a very young daughter and I can't wait to bring her around Art Prize when she's a little bit older and can actually understand what's going on.
Sure.
That's it too right now, but yeah.
Rick, I want to ask you a little about, there were some headlines this morning about the piece from the Kalamazoo artist Singh called Captivity. The owner of the host business came in and saw an effigy of Saddam Hussein hanging from a noose and said, in essence, thanks but no thanks, because he saw that further installations were going to be involved with rape and bestiality and suicide. And so basically he left the Saddam effigy lying near a dumpster. Could you understand why the host might pull that out of his business?
You know, I don't have all the details of what all the agreements were and everything between the artists in that venue. I mean, the unique thing about Art Prize is that Art Prize does not make any sort of curatorial decisions. We have no filter. We have no screen. If you are 18 and you can find a place to host you in Grand Rapids in this 3-square-mile area and that place registers as a venue with us,
mm-hmm.
you can be a part of Art Prize. So each individual venue owner or manager is in charge of their experience in their space. And, you know, with over 1,500 artists participating in over 150 venues,
right.
that's a lot of negotiation. That's a lot of relationship. And that's a lot of particular data and information that we don't have access to intentionally. I mean, there's just no way we could pull it off as the organizers of this event if we were in the midst of every single one of those relationships. So,
yeah.
You know, it's definitely an unfortunate thing. It's not at all what we want to see in terms of how art is being treated and how artists are being treated. But I don't have the full facts to be able to, you know, come, you know, make any sort of definitive statements on it. But I think it's important to know that this is an artist venue issue, which is part of the model of Art Prize that they are collaborating together. And, you know, we'll see as we dig into it more, I guess, what it is. But yeah.
Right, right. I guess I wondered if you look at what the content of that particular piece was going to be about. I guess, could you see where the public or families might look and go, how is that art? And I know you had a pretty cool quote where you said, hey, you're welcoming, quote, crazy crap. Get it in here. Let's get conversation started. So I guess just maybe as an art lover and as a dad, my question to you would be, you know, when is crazy crap not art and maybe just crazy crap?
Well, yeah, I mean, the crazy crap quote was, you know, taken somewhat out of context and probably an unfortunate choice of words. But it spoke to really to my desire to see just an outpouring of creativity and a wide diversity of kinds of expressions. So it's not really much as much of a judgment call as much it is that just these sort of breadth and depth of things. So, you know, I'm extremely kind of open-minded on this stuff. I mean, I understand where some people get upset, but at the same time, you know, you're a parent, you can have your radar up and figure out how you want to navigate things. And so I, you know, I'm not in any way some sort of arbiter of what is not art and things like that. I'm not, I mean, there are lots of people that spend a lot of time talking about and debating those things.
Sure.
But our goal with our prize was to welcome, you know, as much as possible. And frankly, I'm somewhat surprised that it's taken this long to have one of these sort of controversies erupt, because it's a very standard sort of controversy.
Yes.
And, you know, conversation and working through that process is good. At the same time, I mean, it's a little boring. It just whatever. But I think we've done a pretty good job of engaging a lot of people in thinking about, talking about, looking at art.
Based on the photographs on the website at artprize.org, it is spectacular to see throngs and throngs of people that, as you say, may not otherwise have been considering art. Thanks for talking with us. I know it's a busy time for you, and it's been fun talking with you, Rick DeVos. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.